Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Canberra Highway north on a wrong road in Thornley. Left lane is partially blocked at the moment and traffic is looking a little bit slow out there, so keep that in mind. And there's traffic signal still blacked out on Wanneroo Road and Dundurbar Road intersection in Wanneroo. Remember to slow down and give way to your right. Drive safely, and that's the latest from Main Road.
Thank you, Dana. Kirsty,
yes.
What did you want to talk about?
Well, family, there was this article talking about the New South Wales government looking at trialling a shake-up of the traditional 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. school day.
Of the school days?
Of the school days. Oh.
Remember the days of the old schoolyard.
Sorry?
I love this song.
I love this song so much.
Oh, the old schoolyard. Oh, doesn't that bring back memories? Yeah, well, apparently the New South Wales government are considering doing a trial to overhaul what they believe is the education system's outdated way of putting school on from 9 to 3 that's going to help families function better.
That's interesting. You know what? That is actually a really interesting thing to like, because why not?
Well, this is what he was saying. He said, look, the school hours of 9 to 3, that was set up the Premier, Dominic Perrottet. He said, that was set up at a very different time in life. The world in the 1950s is very different from the world that we live in today.
Well, they didn't have YouTube. Yeah.
No, but you know, back in the day, you think about your mum and your dad. Think about your mum and your dad and everything when they went to work. Like some people went to the same job.
Oh yeah.
For the whole career, mm-hmm. And it was like a 9 to 5 job, mm-hmm. and a lot of the mums were home.
Stay, yep.
And they could get their kids to school from 9 till 3, and all was well.
Yeah.
Now it's so different with everything, with like. You know, shift workers and people like nurses and
breakfast radio hosts.
A lot of people who do part-time work, but in different times.
Yeah.
Hours have changed across all things. I don't know. What do you think, family? Do you think this is actually going to work?
So, did they put forward any ideas?
So, they're considering doing like a split day. So, you would have some kids that would go earlier,
okay.
like a 7 till... one or something like that, and then the other kids would go from like 11 till 5, something like that.
Well, my wife Emily, when she was in high school, they did the seniors, mm-hmm. like I think year 11s and 12s.
Mm-hmm.
I think they did 7 to 1, but I think that's because the school was too big,
right?
So they tried to split up the amount of kids in one.
So this was over
spot.
In Sydney as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well,
but that was like, you know, I don't want to throw
under
the bus. It was a couple of years ago.
Well, he's really open to, trying just different things, like not just sticking with the same old just because it is that way and it has been for a long time. He's wanting to try and just trial it. So apparently schools can apply to take part in this trial, which is likely to get underway in term 3 of this year. So they're getting on with it. I would like to know from a family perspective what you think about this thought. I know there's a lot of schools around the world and that do earlier start times, especially because of weather reasons. I know in Indonesia and some of the Asian places, because the weather's so bad.
Yeah. Oh, it's so hot.
They start at like 7 o'clock in the morning and they finish by 1.
And you're not getting the best out of the kids if they're sitting there dripping with sweat.
Mm.
They're not paying attention.
Yeah, well, this could be something that could have worked
over
our summer at the moment with the hot weather.
Indeed.
But yeah, look, I'd like to know, and I'd also like to know from the educators' perspective, because I know we do have a lot of teachers and a lot of people that work in education that listen to 98.5. Give us a call. Tell us what you think.
Mm-hmm.
The trial is to literally split schools into two different sort of
shifts. Yep.
An early one and a later one to try and work with around families' newer schedules.
Yeah. Or are you incredibly opposed to it?
Yeah.
I want to know. I want to start a little bit of an argument.
Yeah, well, let's have a chat.
I'm joking.
No, we just want to chat,
just
Dan.
Just chat. 93130985. And don't forget, anyone who calls automatically goes in the draw to be our caller of the week, winning $50. All thanks to station sponsor, Ari Dental. Thank you.
Yes, we're talking about the schoolyard.
Hey, Kirsty.
Remember the days of the old schoolyard.
No, I don't. It was a very long time ago. However, I am talking about a plan by the New South Wales government to do a trial to shake up the traditional 9 to 3pm school day. They're thinking it's outdated, and they're thinking an overhaul would be great to help families function better.
Yep. You know what? For my family, probably would.
Mm.
But then again, anyway. Well, you know what my opinion.
We want to ask the family, what are your thoughts on this? Do you think this would work? Do you think this would be a good thing? Have you got any thoughts about why you don't think it would work?
Yeah, we've got Tanya on the phone from Joondalup. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Kirsty and Dan. How are you this beautiful morning?
We are fabulous. Thanks for asking. Look, I'd love to know what your thoughts are.
All right. So from a mum point of view, and then a teacher, and then a financial.
Oh.
So the mum point of view, yeah, see, I think in all directions. A mum point of view, I think it's a wonderful idea. So my little girl, who's 9, she wakes up, she's happy to go to school early in the morning. The eldest, who's a 15-year-old boy, wants to sleep as long as possible. So if there could be then that time for him to start school at 10 o'clock, 10:30, I think that's wonderful.
Mm.
The different difficulties and that would come around that after school activities for the children.
Mm.
So that would make that a little bit more difficult. From a teacher's point of view, I would like having a block with the little kids. And then a block with a big kid. So if I teach from year 3 to year 10, which means I could have a block of time with the children. But then I'm thinking from a financials point of view, the either schools would have to employ more staff, and we've already got a teacher shortage, or they would have to employ them for longer, which means it's going to cost more, and especially private school fees, that's going to have to go up, isn't it?
Yeah, or do they want to do that, though? Do teachers want to do more hours in a day? Because I tell you what, I don't know how you guys do it, being in a room with teenagers for that long as it is. She's cutting out.
Interrupt. That's awesome. Tanya, thanks so much for that. That was great, awesome.
Great conversation.
Great angles there.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is the thing, like, for the schools, if they had staggered start times, would the teachers have staggered start times too?
You'd think that Jeremy from Gosnells texted in and said, how long would the teachers have to work under this new plan? 7 a.m. till 5 p.m. That's a solid day.
Mm.
And then we all, you know, your husband's a teacher, my wife is a teacher. There's so much that goes on outside of that, those actual physical in-school hours. I feel like the first year of, like, our marriage was just me laminating and cutting things. I'm pretty sure that's all we did. We sat and watched TV and just cut things out.
How beautiful that you did that together, though.
Oh, I'm better with scissors.
Yeah. let us know, 9313 0985, if you've got something you want to share about this. The New South Wales, the government are going to be starting this trial. Schools are allowed to apply to start this trial starting term 3 of this year. It could, participating schools would stagger start and finish times to offer more flexibility for families, boost productivity, while also reducing traffic congestion on the roads.
Indeed. Well, Malcolm's texted in here. He goes, that would work for the school parking at my kid's school. 850 parents dropping off kids at the same time with a car park that can hold 50 cars.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it would save a morning outside of
school care.
Yeah, Osh Club and that kind of thing.
Yes.
100%. Look, I think there's massive positives and
some
there's pros and cons to everything.
All right.
Keep them coming.
9313 0985.
Lots to keep in mind this morning. Leach Highway eastbound at Kwinana Freeway in Brentwood and Canning Highway eastbound at Reynolds Road in Apple Cross. Those freeways, southbound still busy out there, Ocean Road, Whitford's Ave, then Cedric Street to Vincent Street, and a northbound little bit slow from South Street right through to Canning Highway. Drive safely, and that's the latest from Main Road.
Thank you, Donna.
Thanks, Donna. In case you're wondering, like, it is Wednesday today, and we usually have Shannon with Mum Life. She's finally happy exiting quarantine, isolation day. Shannon, she's on the way out of quarantine.
If you've noticed that the volume level of the 8 o'clock hour on Wednesday is lower, it's because Shannon's not here.
Yes, but she will be back next week.
Yes.
And free.
Yes. Free. Well done.
But we are talking about these school trials in New South Wales that are starting to take place term three, shifting the times and making it into two shifts, potentially.
Yeah, basically
early start,
two shots,
later start to try and make it more flexible for families.
It's like a movie theatre, you know, two sessions.
Yeah, two sessions.
You come, you do your thing, you move, you know. Anyway,
yes.
Lots of good texts here. We've got one here in South Africa. All school started at 7:30 a.m. and finished at 2 p.m. Worked so well and gave the kids ample time for afternoon sport and homework. Early start and finish in the summer worked really well. Sorry, I do not know. There's no name on this text, but thank you for your message.
Yeah, and Joe said that as well. Joe from Swanview, she said, this may work quite well. A lot of European countries have early starts and early finishes. And when I lived in Europe when I was 10, we started at 7 and finished at 1.
There you go.
And she said school finished in a flash and it was felt like we still had the whole day ahead of us. It was great and a lot more productive as well.
Well, from our first hand, we start work obviously quite early in the morning and we finish work early. Mm. So it's like, you're done. Your day's done.
Yep.
You got the rest of the afternoon to do whatever you want. It's beautiful.
I know. So, I mean, a lot of people are saying that the early starts, but I mean, then there's other people that say, look, I don't know if I could be in favour of a 7 a.m. start.
It's very early.
Because it's hard enough getting little ones on time at 8:45. I have to say, if there was a later start, my kids would be on time for the first time in their life, like every day.
Yeah, because then maybe your kids already think it's a later start.
They'd like to think it's a later start.
Well, it's good. Hey, lots of good information here, guys. Keep them coming if you want. 0429 985 985. Also, interesting little fact here. Did you know, Glenn just texted us some trivia. Yesterday, WA got to 98.5% first dose vaccinated. What?
Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.